This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Legal experts gave an American history lesson as they testified in the House impeachment probe on Wednesday. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
At the Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing, Stanford's Pamela Karlan was among three legal experts arguing the president committed impeachable offenses with actions toward Ukraine, saying drawing a foreign government into American elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Because it undermines democracy itself.
On the other side, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley argues Democrats have not proven any impeachable offenses and warned them against moving too fast to oust a duly elected president without a better case.
You're going to leave half the country behind.
But panel chair Gerald Nadler says with the election approaching, Democrats must hold the president in check if the facts demand it.
President Trump will almost certainly try again.
The probe remains a partisan brawl, what ranking member Doug Collins calls a sham.
This is not an impeachment. This is just a simple railroad job.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump accused Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of being two-faced Wednesday after Trudeau and other NATO leaders appeared to have made critical comments about him. A recording of a reception at Buckingham Palace Tuesday night shows Trudeau huddling with Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Princess Anne, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, and French President Emmanuel Macron. Trudeau was overheard apparently commenting on Trump's lengthy impromptu exchange with journalists, during which Trump had said Trudeau was perturbed over his remarks that Canada is not fulfilling its NATO financial commitments. Elsewhere Wednesday, NATO leaders released a statement promising to focus more on the challenges posed by Russia and by rising superpower China. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.